Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land, Internet Land. This is Tim McCarthy, reporter with the Hamilton Wenham Chronicle newspaper, and I'm currently right here with Trudy Reed, chairperson of the 375th Anniversary Commission for Wenham, as well as Diane Bucco, a member of the commission as well. And basically, I was kicking around an idea for a story right here, talking about the upcoming 375th Anniversary Day. Hopefully I get that correct, coming up this September. So figured I might as well turn it over to the experts right here. So Diane, Trudy, thank you so much for dropping on by today.
Thanks for having us. It's very exciting.
Yeah, so basically what I'm curious about right here is normally we do a little write-up and kind of tell people about it. Figure, you know, Hamilton and Wenham, probably fitting straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak. What's the 375th anniversary all about? I guess it's like a one-day event that's kind of coming up?
Yes, what's coming up is a one-day event, but we've been doing things going back as far as November leading up to this day. We've had fundraisers, we've been selling merchandise, we've had different events going on throughout the community. We've participated in the Art Grows Here that Hamilton Wenham's been doing for the last several years. We've done programs at the library. We've partnered with Gordon College to do an event there. So this is sort of, I've been calling it the grand finale, but it's not really the finale because we have another event later on in the year after this September 8th.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, and this September 8th one, this is kind of like the big family day sort of oriented one, right?
It's gonna be, right. Yeah. Yes, this would be the big extravaganza. We'll start at 10 o'clock with a parade, a 1.7-mile parade, through town, ending at Pingree Park, where we'll have a community day with fun and games, activities, food, and some entertainment.
Okay, great. And yeah, you guys have been, I know, like just covering like some of your events and things like that, running the releases and other short things, you guys have really been hard at work for like the past year or so, kind of kicking around, getting out there. Has Wenham ever done something like this before? I assume, wasn't the last one like 350, like the last time they did it?
Yes, I think that there was a big 350th celebration and a 325th. I'm not sure about a 300th.
I was here for the 350th. All I remember is the big birthday cake they brought into Pingree Park, and we had visitors from England, Wenham, England.
Oh, okay.
So that's, and I remember people in period costume, but that's about all I remember from the 350th. One of our committee members was actually around for the 325th.
Correct.
I think he was about 7 years old, but he remembers it well.
I think that's Bob Hicks, who writes a column.
Right, yeah, and I was just about to get to that. Throughout the year, we've also been running the Wenham in World War II column series. So, yeah, if folks haven't seen that, we'll include a link kind of in the description wherever you might be seeing this to catch up on that one, too. And in addition to all of this, you folks are the 375th. There was a, last year, I remember, there was a contest. There's a shirt with a custom logo and everything that people can get. I guess there's merchandise for sale as well.
There is. We had a logo contest, and a young lady from Wenham won, and that logo is on all of our T-shirts. We have T-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, baseball caps, pads of paper, and tote bags. So she won that contest.
Okay, great. And yeah, so I was just about to say, if people want to order that, they'll be available the day of the event and at Town Hall as well?
Yes, they are in my office, the town clerk's office at Town Hall, anytime we're open.
Great. And just kind of going along with this, how does it kind of feel to be on, like, the 375th Anniversary Committee? I know, like, you know, parades, plannings, all that kind of stuff. Fairly banal, fairly a regular thing in other towns, but, you know, it's one of those things that seems like almost out of duty. You know, you mentioned, like, there was a 300th, 25th, you know, 50th. How does it feel to be involved with it?
I've been honored to be able to participate.
Sure.
As moderator for Wenham, town moderator, I wanted to step up and do something else since I'm no longer working in Wenham. And I've actually was thanking somebody today for doing something for us, and I said it's been an honor to be able to serve on this committee and to plan this event, and hoping to be around for the 400th.
that would be nice. I agree. It's quite an honor to be on this committee. Lots of things. We've done lots of things. It's been very busy, but it's really pretty astonishing to be able to be on a committee and plan quite an event.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. And if people wanted to learn more about the event, like is there anything left to like sign up for, work for, volunteer for, or is it just strictly informational at this point? I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. We're taking, if people want to participate in the parade or have a booth or do anything at the community day, we're open to anyone who wants to do that. We have a registration link on the website.
On
WenhamMA.gov.
Okay.
We're also looking for volunteers to help out with the day. So if they don't want to participate in the parade or community day and just want to and be a small part of this day, we're going to need many volunteers to pull this off on helping us to get everything organized and in place for the day. So we're always looking for volunteers.
True. Okay. Yeah. Folks can find that link to volunteer to take part at WenhamMA.gov. God, I'm not slurring my words when I speak here. And we'll also include a link as well in the article and description for folks that are listening to this. So, yeah, I was just about to take, kind of piecing it together. And, yeah, hopefully we can look forward to a fun day. We'll have a little more coverage as we get a bit closer, just letting folks know kind of what to expect, what might be coming up. But, I was just about to say, Trudy, Diane, anything you think I missed? Anything else you'd like to say to folks out there?
I'd just like to say that this committee has been hard at work to make September 8th a memorable event for all ages. And we're looking forward to this, and we're hoping to see a great turnout to help support us and to help celebrate Wenham's birthday.
Sure. All right. Excellent. And again, folks, this is Tim McCarthy with the Hamilton Wenham Chronicle. We'll catch you again later.